Wesley Woodyard, limited ankle. Chris Cooper, limited ankle. Demaryius Thomas, full shoulder. Trendon Holiday, full knee. Matt Willis, full knee. Any questions?
After having a couple days off, you had practice Monday, practice today. How do they look?
Good. I think guys are freshened up mentally and physically. You know, you're always into a different deal when you go into a game week. So we've still got a lot of work to do, but we had a good first day of practice.
How much tougher is Baltimore's defensive Ray Lewis is playing?
Yeah, I think, you know, I got the utmost respect for Ray. I mean, obviously going to be a first ballot Hall of Fame player, brings great energy. I like watching him do intros. So I'm kind of hoping he plays for that reason. But they're a good defense with or without Ray, and, you know, we're going to have a tough test, you know, there in Baltimore.
Now, why have they had such a great home field advantage, John? I think they won 20 of their last 22.
You know, you're talking about a team that's been to the playoffs four straight years, was a field goal away from going into overtime in the championship game. You know, I think Coach Harbaugh has done a tremendous job. They've got an excellent staff, excellent football team. They know how to win. And, you know, part of that is being tough at home. And they've only lost one game there this year. And, you know, like I mentioned before, this will be, you know, a playoff-type game.
Do they have the ability to intimidate opponents coming in there?
Well, I would hope not, at least not in our case. But, you know, I'm sure they can. You know, it's they've been a good football team. And, you know, if they want to call that intimidation, I guess that would be it.
John, is there any magic thing to practice on to make sure you're getting touchdowns in the red zone?
You know, just situational football. You know, they've been really good. They've been really good on defense and really good on offense. They've also been very good as far as not giving the ball away and taking it away. They're plus 12 in a turnover margin. So, you know, that's a winning formula, and that's why they've won.
What about for you with your offense? You had a little bit of struggles lately with that.
Yeah, I think, you know, every week's a new experience. So, you know, we'll have the same type of practices, and we'll work those situations in our practices as we prepare for them and, you know, look at what they do. And, you know, like always, it's who executes the best. So that's why you play the game.
How would you describe the season that Von Miller's having for you guys?
You know, he's a tremendous athlete. You know, I think that's why we selected him, you know, the second pick in the draft. He had a very good rookie outing last year, even with an injury that hampered him, you know, the better half of the last half of the season. You know, and he's off to a great start this year. So we'll need him to play well on Sunday.
You mentioned Ray's little pregame dance, and you make an effort to watch it. Do you laugh, and what's your reaction?
Well, no, I just love the game. You know, he's you know, an inspirational guy. You know, a great leader on their football team, I know. And, you know, just even watching him as he's been, you know, sidelined, you know, watching clips and, you know, how he conducts himself even out of uniform on the sideline.
Coach, what are the plans to slow down Haloti Ngata? Very disruptive in the middle there.
Yeah, I mean, they're big and physical. You know, one of the guys, Maka Kiamato, Kimo is for short, was a guy we had in Carolina, so familiar with him. But they're big and stout. You know, that's their division. It's kind of, you know, that North black and blue type of setup. They run the ball very effectively, so they're big and physical on offense, you know, as well as on defense to, you know, stop the teams they play in their division.